Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2016 Piers Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports. We're going to have a chance to visit with the head coach, Leo Polkamp, the Hall of Fame head coach, Leo Polkamp. Offensive coordinator Dave Rushlow as well as will join me here. Never was able to line up and catch up with a very busy defensive coordinator, Dan Sayre, but we'll chat with Dan throughout the season. But it all happens tonight. Pioneers open up defense of their Class 3A Prep Bowl Championship. They go to Annandale tonight. We'll take a look at the season schedule, how it'll unwind and look for the Pioneers, and some of the games that have already been played around the state of Minnesota, what tonight's schedule looks like as well. But the bulk of this preview show will be dominated by interviews with the head coach and offensive coordinator of the Class 3A champion Piers Pioneers, 13-0 a year ago. 24 of their last 25 have been in the win column, 11-1 2 years ago, of course, losing to Rochester Lourdes, and then running the table and defeating Jackson County Central in the Prep Bowl at TCF Bank last fall. So it all begins anew tonight. A lot of new faces wearing red and black, or in tonight's case, white and black, but a lot of new bodies out there and chance to step up and shine in their own right and earn their own memories here as the Pioneers kick off tonight in Annandale. It's the 2016 Piers Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports. We'll come back. We'll take a quick rundown of last night's results and a look at tonight's high school football schedule as week one kicks off in earnest. And then we'll get right into our interview with the head coach of the Pioneers, Leo Polkamp. So back with some scores and the tonight's schedule right after this.
Stream all the music you want. Verizon's got your back. Head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized retailer, to sign up for the new Verizon plan that offers 30% more data and more control over how you use it. Always see how much data you're using and how much you have left. Need a gig? Get a gig with Data Boost. No surprise overages when you choose safety mode. And you keep the data you don't use with carryover data. All on America's best network. Better matters. Verizon.
Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls to join the Better Network.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Thielen Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Thielen Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at Thielen-Meats.com, and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Thielen Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Thielen Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Thielen Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Welcome back to the 2016 Piers Pioneer Preview Show on You Are There Sports. A look at games that were played last night as high school football kicked off around the state of Minnesota in some schools with Thursday night games. It is Labor Day weekend, so maybe an extra day of the weekend for some kids. But last night, among notable games, include next week's opponent for the Piers Pioneers. The Maple Lake Irish were in town. They went down to Kimball, handled the Cubs 56-12. Maple Lake will be in Piers next Friday night, a week from tonight. Also, you had the Royalton Royals opening up with a very nice 35-6 victory. They down New York Mills. Little Falls Flyers opened at home last night. It was Detroit Lakes leaving town with an 18-3 victory. Litchfield handed it to Malacca last night, 55-13. Bram shut out Chisholm, 22-0. Low scoring game between a couple of Catholic schools. Holy Family Catholic over St. Cloud Cathedral, 9-7. Team that was at the Piers scrimmage a week ago, the Mora Mustangs, had it rolling. They defeated St. Paul Harding 69-28. Rush City edging Pine City 26-20. It was Pequot Lakes defeating Staples Motley 39-16. Barnesville over Otter Tail Central 26-14. And Elk River blanked Brainerd 42-0. There are a lot of games tonight, including this Piers Pioneer opener at Annandale. Other teams in the Mid-State District include Eden Valley Watkins. They are going to be a team to watch. Reese Jansen back for his third year at the helm as a quarterback for that Eagles team. Eagles tonight are at Benson. Painesville, they lost a lot from last year's team, but they're at home to open up against the Bold Warriors this evening. The Melrose Dutchmen are home. Sauk Center, their opponent. Well, Howard Lake Waverly, I think that might be the team to really watch this year. The Howard Lake Waverly Winstead Lakers bring a lot back from last year's state tournament team. Lakers are at Montevideo. We see Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the road on September 30th. That is week five. Holding Ford goes to Minnewaska tonight. It's Rockford, home to Watertown Mayor. The Upsala Swanville area Patriots will be at home in Swanville tonight, taking on Lake Park Audubon. Barberville Eagle Valley will be in Long Prairie, facing Long Prairie Great Eagle. BBE opens at home. They've got ACGC. Parker's Prairie's at Wadena Deer Creek. Osakis up to Pelican Rapids. And Sartell St. Stephen's at home tonight. Rogers, their opponent. Big Lake goes to Ricori. Apollo is at Cambridge. Chisago Lakes at St. Cloud Tech. Alexandria is at Monticello. Wilmer at Buffalo. Sauk Rapids Rice goes over to Princeton. The Foley Falcons, new head coach this year, no longer under the direction of Larry Herm. Foley is at home. Dasso Kakato, of course, Dean Damon, now the athletic director over at Foley. Good luck to Dean and the rest of the Falcons until we see them in the playoffs. New London Spicers at Glencoe Silver Lake. It's Hinkley Finlayson going over to Aiken. The Albany Huskies open. They'll head west on 94. They'll go to Fergus Falls. St. Michael Albertville goes even further west on 94. They go up to Moorhead. Monomans in Pillager. Hawley at Perham East Central at Crosby Ironton. Breckenridge at Frazee. Just some of the other notable games going on as we kick it off in earnest. Tonight, Piers and Annandale, you're listening to the 2016 Piers Pioneer Preview Show on You Are There Sports. Quick rundown of the way the Pioneer regular season will look. Of course, 13-0 a year ago. Open at Annandale tonight, and it flip-flops. We'll be away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home. No back-to-back road trips, no back-to-back home games. So we have our home opener next Friday night. The Maple Lake Irish will be in town. Then we go to Melrose in week three, the 16th. Eden Valley Watkins comes to Piers week four on the 23rd. Down to Howard Lake Waverly Winton, talked about that. That'll be week five, the 30th of September. In October, we will be home to Painesville. That is the 7th. That is week six. Week seven is at Rockford. And week eight is the MEA Wednesday game. That'll be Holding Ford on that Wednesday, October 19th. So it's at Annandale, home to Maple Lake, at Melrose, home to Eden Valley Watkins, at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, home to Painesville, at Rockford, home to Holding Ford. The eight-game regular season schedule for the Pioneers. All right, I know you're done listening to me. Let's come back and visit with our head coach. Coach Leo Polkamp will join us. It's the Pierce Pioneer Preview Show for 2016 here on You Are There Sports. We'll be back with Coach after this.
Good evening, Pierce fans. This is David Rushel, Pierce Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2016-17 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Pierce High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. All fall sports are underway, so come and check out all the action. Remember, Saturday, September 17th, the Pierce football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. It's the 2016 Pierce Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports. And Rick Grammond here, joined by the head coach, Leo Polkamp here. Coach, as August just about ready to wrap up and into September, that means a new high school football season about to, pardon the pun, kick off. But what an exciting time. It always is.
It always is. You know, like I said, those kids, you get them into camp at the end of July, and then we had a little bit of a break, and then getting them coming in, you know, on the 15th, and it goes by so fast, and it's just exciting right now. I think in the community, just to walk around and talk to different people, they're curious how the new 2016 version of the Pioneers will be, and kids have been working hard. I said they're excited. A lot of kids battling for positions, and we're just, like I said, we're geared up and ready to go.
As the head coach of the Pioneers, you've had a big off season as well. You talk about the kids, but Hall of Fame induction, let's talk about that. Quite an honor for you to be inducted into that Hall of Fame with a great class.
Yeah, that was nice. It's very special. I said, I think you're rewarded for longevity, and we've had success here in Sylvania. But I think the coaching, the Minnesota Coaches Association put in like four or five Hall of Fame, and I was very honored to be chosen. It couldn't have come at a nicer time after a state championship, and I think even had we not won a state championship, I probably could have got in. But I really appreciate the honor. It's nice, and the people around town here come up and congratulate you. It makes it worthwhile.
you're in kind of a unique situation here. You know, you've been in this situation before, won a state championship, come back with an extremely talented team the next year. Expectations high. Now here in 2016, the same situation. You won a prep bowl. You're coming back with a lot of talent. How does that factor in? You know, you've been through that sort of situation. You know what some of the pressures are.
Yeah, it you know, every year is a different year, Rick, and you know, and we do carry you know, Matt Comet and Brett Kafstner and Lane Gertz, those three, because they've played both sides of the ball. But Derek Hall and Preston Rushlow, there's so many kids that got experience from last year that we're, it's not like we're totally starting over. Even though we graduate some very, very talented kids, these kids got a lot of extra practice. They got to see how a championship team prepares, focuses, watching film. Just the way they carried themselves, true professional, even though they're high school kids. They were so disciplined in their practice schedule, just a wonderful group. And that's carried off. You can sense that with these kids, that they want it just as bad, even though we graduated a lot of talented players.
That whole big core group of seniors that left their mark on a prep bowl championship last year, you know, you look at those individuals and what they brought, you know, Teddy Daler, Colton Anoa, you know, all those guys, very, you know, fiery, you know, leaders. They were in the game, you know, in different ways, both by example, personality-wise. Talk about the personalities of now this new group of seniors.
Very quiet group. You know, we're not a rah-rah type. It's just not the Piers football, but you can see in practice they know how to focus. Lane and Brett and Comer, even though they're quiet, and Hall's a little bit more of the verbal guy, but the way they carry themselves, they're good leaders. I always said you can be a leader. You don't have to be a vocal leader, but you got to be a leader by example. We have that coming back. We have that for just younger kids to see. We have, our numbers are good this year, and it carries all the way down to the freshmen. They look up to these kids and how to run a practice, how to hustle. These kids, we have not had to get on them about, you know, hustle to the next drills we do or pushing themselves. They're pushing themselves. So that's the tradition, the trademark that it carried down from last year is the work ethic too.
Do you find yourself when you're, you know, this fall now practice in a couple of weeks of workouts, you look out there and, you know, Derek Hall filled in for Johnny when Johnny went down secondary, had some big interceptions for you, carried the ball some as the season, some important carries for you, but boy, in that bad car accident, in a halo for a lot of the fall or a lot of the spring, summer, to see him out there, you have to just catch yourself and go, wow, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have a kid like Derek Hall just being out there able to compete.
Yeah, it like I said, when he was so close to either being paralyzed or dead or like that, and he got the clean bill of health. They said that, you know, you're all healed up 100%. A neurologist gave him the clean bill of health, and his parents, you know, said he can go for it. And we kind of, at first, I was kind of going, oh, boy, do we really want, you know, hey, you don't stop living because of that. And then maybe you should never ever get in a car again because of the accident. I think you have to let the kid do what he wants to do, and it's not in our hands, you know. But he come back and he's practicing hard. He went through the scrimmage and he's fine, and he has had no, what do you call it, repercussions or whatever. So he's going to be out there Friday night, and nobody's going to have any more fun because he loves to play game. And he plays it with a smile on his face.
Old cliche, but it holds true. You don't rebuild, reload. Talk about who can we look for that says, okay, now it's your turn in the spotlight here.
Well, basically, it's a lot of those linemen. You know, I think we had Brett Kafstner returning as a guard. Now we have moved him back to fullback because now we get that lead blocker. Plus, he's a good runner. He's a fast kid. He'll do a lot of, he'll make that backfield go from very good to great, I think. But the line is the key for us. Andy Poster right now and Taylor Marsh, you got the tackles. Brandon Dickman, you know, at center. And then we're looking at, you know, Kunslavin and Lochner and Ike, and we're rotating kids. They're still up for grabs, the positions yet. And then we might have a whole different starting line 5 weeks from now. So those kids are, we're still finding out about them, and they're still learning the game. They're working hard. I know they're watching film, you know, and stuff like that. So those are the kids that right now you probably haven't heard them, you know, on the air, as we say, but you'll hear those names now as and we'll rotate some linemen too. So we're probably going to have a few more kids playing just one way, which is okay. And what I told Danny Sayre today, I says those seniors have bought into their roles, whether it be a backup or a starter. They're starting to settle into that and accepting it.
Obviously, as we record this season preview show with head coach Leo Polkamp of the Pioneers, quarterback's in the news, Teddy Bridgewater, that terrible injury. But your quarterback, not a new face, great experience, Preston Rushlow. You got to be pretty confident handing things off to him.
Very confident. He's throwing the ball well. He throws a deep ball as well as any quarterback we've had. He's starting to read, which Coach Dave Rushlow, our offensive coordinator, says he's starting to look the field over and getting his reads down. You know, last year when he came in, it was basically kind of baptism by fire. He got thrown in a state tournament, and now I don't think anything can phase the kid coming back here. This is not state tournament action. He really, really has become a nice leader out there, running the offense well. We're really, really pleased to have him, and he's showing a lot of nice potential.
All those good receivers from last year are gone. Who's going to be catching on the other end of those Preston passes?
Well, Eric Stuckmeyer and Ben Harold have been getting most of the throws, but we can throw to Jalen Jansen, we can throw to Lane Gertz, we can throw to Comet or Logan Neese at the tight end positions. So I think overall, I think we did lose some really good ones. You know, Michael Meyer was an all-stater, you know. But Ben Harold right now, he has got some good wheels, good hands. Stuckmeyer catches the ball well, and he's a big, tall target, about 6'3". So we have some weapons to throw to, and I think, you know, last year we were a physical team. You could line up to stop run it, and we'd still run the ball. This year we're probably going to have to rely on the pass probably more. In fact, some people might like that, so it'll be interesting.
One of the exciting guys I'm really looking forward to, a guy that's come out here, is Brandon Ortman. Talk about your expectations for him.
Good. We have good expectations. You know, he took a year off because I think he wanted to focus on wrestling, and they had a what they call a take-two up in Brainerd where he was driving up and working out. And I think his first love is wrestling, and he gave everything he had, and he's been on the medal stand, podium, whatever. And he comes out for football, and I like, he's quick. He runs about, he ran about a 4.7. And he can guard people. He's right now, I'd say right now, you know, in the mix for the running backs too. We're going to get the ball in his hands some more, but he's a little catch up right now as far as, you know, learning all the calls and the different coverages that Coach Sarah is throwing at him. And once he gets that, he's going to get better and better.
On the defensive side of things, that's where I think this team's real strength. You know, you're going to figure out that new offensive line and new quarterback and a whole new, kind of a new stable of running backs. But defensively, you should be pretty solid, very solid.
And I say, I think we have the best pair of linebackers in Class 3A with Logan with Lane and Lane Gertz and Brett Capser. But Logan Lease could have played last year for a lot of teams. He's on the outside. Andy Tamal comes up and plays the run well. We're going to throw a couple sophomores out there. This young Austin Dickman, sophomore inside plugger, takes on the double teams very well for a young kid. And Carson Halls at defensive end has got some really, really good, when I say hips, meaning he can beat you on quickness and uses his hands very well to get some pressure. And, you know, with Eichen and, of course, Comet's returning, that's a good up front. And our whole secondary right now, you know, we're looking at, you said, Ortman and Ben Harold and Jalen Jansen out there. So we're Danny's doing a heck of a job coaching these kids up and learning the system, and hopefully they'll be ready tomorrow night.
Coach Leo Polkamp with us here on the 2016 Pierce Pioneer Preview. Part 2 will come back after this.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Special teams.
We are back with head coach Leo Polkamp talking about the 2016 edition of the Pierce Pioneers. We talked offense, we talked defense. Special teams was so key last year. Eric Stuckmeyer, you bring him back as your elite punter. You, obviously a great kicking game. You got two kickers. I mean, how many teams have that luxury with Lane and Preston had such a huge postseason for you?
Well, you know, Lane Gertz was our kicker as a sophomore and last year as a junior. And then by playing linebacker and running back, he started just a little fatigue, you know, a lot of running. All of a sudden, Preston Russell comes along and goes 13 for 13 on extra points, kicks a field goal in a state tournament game. So we ended up having two really, really solid kickers. Like I said, Stuckmeyer is a good punter. We have our long snapper back. Brett Capser, long snapper on punts and extra points. He gets it back there so quick. That's almost like, you know, that's almost an extra half second where it can't get blocked. So our special teams have to be strong this year. We can send out 11 just really, really solid kickers on a kickoff team that just love to run down there and tackle. And we got some skilled people that can catch the ball. And, you know, Ben Harrell's got really good hands back on the punt. He's got some quickness. So we're like where we're at. You know, you always spend so much time on defense and offense, but we know that special teams are really important, Rick, and we worked on it.
With the special teams and the defense that you have, so many times last year, boy, that kick coverage team, because we score a lot of points, so the kick coverage team gets a lot of action out there. But to force a team to have to go 80, 85 yards is asking the other team to do a lot and really leads to big field position advantages.
Not many teams can go 80 yards. I don't care what NFL, college, whatever. I mean, that there too many bad things can happen, an offside or a penalty or just it's hard. That short field, every coach loves to see all and a turnover or something, and that's where Lane would kick him down to the 5 yard line. At times he's kicking into the end zone. In high school, you know, you cannot return it out of the end zone, so that's key for on his kickoffs. And we loaded up. We put 10 other guys with Lane that can get down there and pin him deep, and hopefully that's going to be a key for us this year. And also you got to work on your kickoff returns. You know, if you get the ball back to the 40 or the 45, that's huge. You don't have to go as far. So all those things are important. And like I say, they always, you know, 40% offense, 40% defense, and 20% special teams is really true in Pierce.
The intangibles, the willingness to learn, that was, you know, the last year's team couldn't almost be coached enough. They just wanted to soak up schemes and strategies and X's and O's. And this group now, just hearing the coaches talk among themselves, it seems like that's starting to
grow and kind of blossom a little bit. The little bit of the lights are starting to come on for these guys and figure it out.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, when we talk about it, we expect those kids to have a life, play football, have friends, you know, go to school and stuff like that. But that group last year, they found time to watch film. It's the technology right now. They can take out their cell phone and we play the game Friday night, Saturday, they can be watching the game. And I know that's the joy, you know, that's the reward, mm-hmm. is watching themselves play. You know, they used to have to wait to come in Monday night to watch themselves play. And over the years, I'd make copies and then they could go to people's houses. They still probably will do that. But that's the nice thing but boy, can it be a teaching tool, a learning tool. All of a sudden, start watching the player across from you and start picking up, you know, does the defensive lineman, does this guy stand up too much or is he, you know, slow? Getting, you know, can you get around them? There's so many things that you can learn from. They call it huddle, mm-hmm. which is the technology allows them to see the game and the opponent.
You're an old school coach, I know that, but you are excited about some of the new technological advances. Not only the different cameras that are going to be available, the different viewpoints, things that you can pick up maybe that standing field level on a Friday night you don't see.
Yeah, it's what's nice now, and we have the technology right now where we can watch the play from up above, and then we click a button and watch it from the end zone. We got what they call the eye in the sky camera. We used to have Ronnie Call standing up in the ladder. Well, no, we don't have to do that anymore. But now they're going to be coordinated together so that we, Coach Russell and I, can turn on the film on Monday and we can watch from up above and the end zone. And that is going to really be a nice teaching tool for these kids. So, and like I said, the technology is unbelievable now, and I hope the kids really appreciate what they have, because years ago it wasn't there.
Back to that Hall of Fame. That was part of the, you know, coaches clinic type of week there. You go there and, you know, with your success and the peer success, you've not only been asked to go to clinics, you've been asked to lead some clinics and classes. What have you been, you know, kind of passing along to your peers in the coaching ranks?
Well, the topic that I chose and I presented at three different locations, what I told them, I says, is the tradition is consistency, having a lot of these coaches returning, and that's where I'm very, very fortunate. I can't say how strong having Dave and Rick and Danny and now Matt came back this year, and just having it, I don't have to coach my coaches. They know how to coach. They know our program. They know what we run, and that's really nice. And so I went to the clinics. I just talked about we're very, very lucky in Pierce, number one, to have the consistency. Some of these other schools, they have like two coaches in their whole system, and they keep recruiting new coaches. I couldn't even know if I could function like that. So we're really fortunate that way. So my topic was, you know, the Pierce tradition and what we do. We don't put the pads or helmets and pads on these kids until the seventh grade. Other schools are running them from the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth are going live. But I don't know if that's necessary, because you could lose kids at number. Sure, they'd be excited about it. But I like when they come into seventh grade, they're getting that helmet for the first time. And Coach Watercott does a tremendous job with these kids, getting them ready. And eventually we'll get them. We'll get them. We'll catch up that time. And I don't know if you have to worry. First of all, you'd have to have good coaches down in the elementary. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have enough of those? Parents helping out and filling in, are they going to teach the right way to block, the right way to tackle, the safety of the game, which is so important right now? I don't want a concussion down in the fourth grade because they weren't taught how to tackle right. So there's things like that. There's plus and negative. But what we do works, and we'll continue to do it that way.
Little different wrinkle this year. Instead of going to Sartell or even having a scrimmage this year, unlike last year, was you hosted this year. What did you see about your team when you really saw a different opponent rather than going against your own guys, Little Falls Mora?
Oh, the speed of the game. You practice for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever like that, when game speed is different. And that's why we didn't get that scrimmage last year, and I was really concerned, but we had so much experience coming back, so they knew what game speed was like. This year's team needed to go against Mora and to go against Little Falls, just, you know, because everybody's faster. I think that's what we needed the most. Then all of a sudden we come back now and we watch that film, we broke things down and corrected mistakes, and I thought the last 3 days we've taken another step. Dave Rush was very happy with the offensive line, especially because they're all so new. So those are things that scrimmages help you prepare for. We went down to Sartell for 30 years, but they decided to go to the cities and play bigger competition. But we got enough work in, and we're pleased with it.
All right, let's focus on the season now. Let's start with the opener, Annandale. Saw them to begin the year. You ended their season in a great game down at Husky Stadium. This is a good matchup between two good programs.
Yeah, he's been in the section championship 4 out of the last 5 years. They've been in the state tournament. Their program has come a long ways. They play a very tough schedule, and it prepares them, you know, for playoffs. They got things going down there. It used to be Annandale when we played them years ago. They weren't very good. You could count on a W. They were kind of the doormat of the
Wright County.
Wright County, yeah. Yep. And now a lot of teams are taking them serious. They lost a lot through graduation, so did we. What they have returning is more on defense. I think they graduated most of their offense. They got a really good linebacker, and then one of their cornerbacks is a good player for them. I don't really remember names right now. I just know that it's kind of starting over. It's down there. The first we start out on the road. We have to be prepared because you know that they're going to be prepared for us.
Second year of district football returns. What were your overall impressions of the first go-round? I mean, Pioneers ran the table, but still, I mean, you didn't see the Kimballs, you didn't see the BB. There was a step up in week-by-week competition level.
Yeah, you know, we went into it at the right time. If there's any concerns or saying, well, is this going to be good or bad, we went in there with a very, very good team. And I think you talk to most of the coaches, it's pretty, but like 100% will agree that, hey, it worked. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of concerns about losing rivalry games and different things like that, but they did a good job of keeping teams at rivalries together. And for, it wasn't really fair for our enrollment to be playing Kimball. It wasn't fair for their kids or BBE. You know, those their numbers are different. I think overall I was very pleased. We got some new teams in there. We never had played Painesville. We had never played Melrose. So, you know, other than that, we kept pretty much our conference together. It's just a different name. So it worked.
As you look at the teams, obviously you're 99% focused on the red and black, but, you know, you look at teams like Howard Lake is going to bring back a lot. I think Holdingford is going to be pretty good. Melrose lost, you know, very talented backfield, a lot of senior-laden team, but, you know, they're obviously going to have several players back. Jansen down at Eden Valley. I mean, there's going to be some very good opponents on the Pioneer schedule.
I think it'll be up. You know, I know Melrose was, they thought it was their year, and they did have a very good year, just that we had a better year. But, you know, I look at Melrose, lost a lot. Painesville lost a lot. But I also know Howard Lake made it to the state tournament, and a young coach down there. I'm sure they got things going now. I don't really know much about Maple Lake right now, but I know with Reese Jensen at Eden Valley Watkins, they're going to come out throwing. They had a really good summer passing league, you know. I think that Holdingford has a lot of kids coming back and like 8 or 9 starters on defense. So I think there's going to be some good games in the districts. And I think last year we kind of walked through it. This year, I don't know. It could be 3 or 4 teams that have a chance of winning it. So.
One of the key factors to any team's success is being able to stay healthy. Johnny went down a little bit last year. Aaron, obviously, late postseason, suffered the injury against Annandale, ironically enough. You know, dings and bruises, that's part of the game of football. But as coaches and a staff, what do you tell your team about trying to keep yourself, you know, fit or, you know, in the best possible condition to avoid injury, stretching-wise, nutrition-wise? I mean, what goes into that message for the guys?
Well, you would tell the kids that they got to take care of their bodies. You know, they got to eat right. And I just said it to the kids today, you know, stay away from the pops, you know, and stuff like that. Get rest. You know, I can't always dictate what kind of schedule they got, but they need to because I'll tell you what, football's a demanding game. There's a lot of things, you know, bumps and bruises and stuff like that kids get. And, you know, we have a very good trainer with Andy and his staff. As coaches, like I say, all we can do is talk to them about staying hydrated and eating right and getting enough sleep. But then also we have to make sure if they have injuries, they got to let us know. So, you know, being healthy, last year we had a very talented team, but we had depth. And that really, I think that carried us to the state championship, having that. I don't know if we have that depth right away, but hopefully that's something as the year goes. Coaching those backup kids is just as important as those front run, you know, those starting kids. So, that's something this year. We have some young kids that are I think are going to help us. We have some sophomores seeing the field. And last year, you know, we didn't have to have that happen, but they look like they're ready to go.
captains, who's going to be handling, who are we going to see out there at the coin flip?
Well, Lane Gertz and Brett Kapsner and Derek Hall are the three, and what I'm going to do is rotate a fourth senior each game. So we'll have a weekly captain throughout the year. And I think I asked the kids about it, matter of fact, today, and they all nodded their head. And I said, it's better. So we'll do that. We have the three that will be there every game, Brett, Lane, and Derek. And then we'll rotate a senior. The captains will pick one senior each week to be a captain.
It's an exciting time of year to always kick off a season. Basically, preparation, fall practices are done. It's time to strap it on and get ready, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about it. You can do all the practicing you want, and then there's nothing like Friday night to see, you know, you got the kids that are going to step up for you, and all of a sudden, wow, this kid can really play at a fast level. I think we're going to have some nice surprises. I really think I'm liking what I see. I know the defense wins championship, and I give Danny Sayre a lot of credit, you know, and same thing with Dave. They're wonderful, wonderful coaches, but Danny will have that defense flying. You know, we're going to make some mistakes. We might give up some you know, blown coverage because you're almost like we're starting over at that whole defensive backfield. They have to really absorb a lot of knowledge because we're switching coverages and we'll be fine. We're going to make some mistakes, but I'm going to like, I think what we're going to see is tenacity of coming up and tackling. I think we're going to see a good tackling team, and I think a team that's going to play hard and they're going to play fast.
Sounds like traditional Pierce Pioneer football. Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Coach Leo Polkamp with us, and you've been listening to the You Are There Sports Pioneer season preview show. We're going to check in as well with Dave Rushlow and Dan Sayre with us still to come here on You Are There Sports. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers! Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
You're listening to the 2016 Pierce Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports. Before we visit with offensive coordinator Dave Rush, let's talk a little bit about some of the numbers of the players that are returning. And of course, not a whole lot of returning, but there are some veterans coming back in key positions. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball. Lane Gertz, what a year Lane had last year. He's back as the senior. Lane's numbers last year read 1,046 yards rushing and 14 rushing touchdowns. He's also our top returning receiver. Not big numbers, though. Remember Michael, Colton, Nick, Noah, Johnny, they all were there in the receiving core last year. They're all gone. All those catches are gone. So the leading returning receivers are Lane and Matt Kummet. Lane with just 3 catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. Matt Kummet, one of our starting tight ends, had 1 catch for 11 yards last year. So there will be some new numbers put up by some receivers this year. Other running backs include Derek Hall coming back. Derek ran for 486 yards last year, found the end zone 3 times. Jalen Jansen, couple of carries for 16 yards. So with Brett Kapsner, of course, back there, moving back to fullback, we'll see his numbers skyrocket as well. Not a lot of numbers for Preston Rushlow. Preston just 2 of 7 in 8 games last year as a quarterback, filling in behind Aaron Weber for most of the regular season, and of course stepping into the spotlight when Aaron went down against Annandale in the section finals. 22 yards passing, no touchdowns, no interceptions on 2 of 7 for Preston Rushlow. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got your top 2 tacklers returning, that being Brett Kapsner and Lane Gertz. Brett closing in on the school record for tackles, 147 last year for Brett. He also had 4.5 sacks, a couple of interceptions, and recovered a fumble. You've got Lane Gertz back. He was 2nd on the team with 94 tackles, 5.5 sacks. He had an interception. Matt Kummet, 3.5 sacks among his 58 tackles. Matt also picked off 3 passes, recovered a couple of fumbles, so he's got a nose for the football. Of course, one of those big fumbles in the Prep Bowl. Derek Hall, a couple of interceptions, 26 tackles. Logan Lease, you will see him on the field a lot defensively and offensively, 21 tackles, including 1 sack. And Andrew Tomala, most of his tackles came on special teams last year, a key member of the kick coverage team. Andrew finished with 20 tackles overall last year. So those are some of the top numbers returning. You can tell there's an opportunity there for some guys to step up and move into those key roles that are now open to them with last year's graduating group. When we come back, it's time to talk with offensive coordinator Dave Rushlow. His thoughts on the 2016 Pierce Pioneers are next on the 2016 Pierce Pioneer Preview Show on You Are There Sports.
It's time for back-to-school mattress savings at Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce. Right now, when you purchase a new Cavalier Plush, Carlton Firm, or Shelton Eurotop full or queen size set, you receive a free 2-pack of pillows. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce, located on Main Street in Pierce, is proud to carry the Symbol brand. Give them a call, 468-4630. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
We continue here on the You Are There Sports Piers Pioneer Football Preview Show, and now we're visiting with Dave Rushlow. Dave wears many hats with the program, offensive line coach, offensive or defensive line coach, offensive coordinator. Coach, always fun. We talked with Leo Polkamp. Time to gear it up and get going.
Yeah, you know, we practice here now for 3 weeks, and tonight's the night that we got to get her rolling. You know, they can go out. I know we scrimmaged and stuff. Again, a scrimmage is kind of controlled, so you don't really get the cut loose. You know, tonight we can let the kids go and see what we got this year.
You obviously had tremendous pride in your offensive line last year. We'll talk about that side, but, boy, people look across, they're going to see all new faces there. It's time for those guys to step into big roles for any team that's successful. It's got to start up front.
Exactly. You know, we all know the football games are won in the trenches, and you know, we got guys coming in. We actually ended up moving, you know, we had Kapsner back at guard, and we decided that we'll put him at fullback, back to fullback where he played most of his career. You know, he stepped in at guard and helped us out really well last year. He's a great guard, but he's a great all-around football player. We're moving back to fullback, so that means we're going to have five new guys in there. You know, if you add our tight ends, we do have Matt coming back, so then Logan Lease is going to be a new guy. So six of the seven are new guys, and again, you know, they're going to be work hard. They're going to, you know, working on working the wrinkles out, getting our line calls down. And again, that's what these first few games are about. We got to learn, you know, and hopefully in the process we're still moving the ball and winning games, but we're really going to learn, and then, you know, come playoff time, hopefully we'll have everything down.
Was that a hard decision to take Brett out of that line? You know, he's kind of an anchor in there as one of the few returning guys. But obviously you said, okay, maybe we've got some guys here that we can plug in there. And that's a luxury to be able to take Brett out of that spot and give somebody else a shot.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we have five, six guys that are stepping up, and I don't know if it was easy to do because of that. You know, the other coach, boy, Caps would be great. He's got great hands too out of the backfield. It's one thing. You know, he's just a great all-around football player. But to move him back there and lose that, you know, the experience there is really tough. But I think, you know, we probably have Al Lochner at center, and Taylor Marshick and Andy Polster are going to be at, you know, left guard, left tackle. And then we have John Ike, who got quite a bit of playing time last year, will be at right guard. And then we actually end up moving Brandon Dickman to tackle, nice big kid at 260, hit the weights hard. He's pretty strong. We had him at center. We thought we could maybe utilize his strength and power a little more at tackle. So we ended up moving him out there. And again, you know, we got some other guys we were looking at, you know, Jesse Marshick, Kuntzleben, and these guys, you know, give them all a shot and see what happens. But for right now, that's what we're going to do. And we got, you know, if we get everybody in there, we got some good size again this year. Obviously, we're not as big as we were last year, but I don't think we'll ever be that again in school history. But, you know, hopefully these guys can continue to improve and come playoff time, look out.
Line plays so much, you know. People think, well, it's just brute strength, size, and stuff. But, boy, there's so much finesse. There's technique. There's smarts. There's adaptability. There's recognition. It really takes a lot to be on the ball to be a lineman, doesn't it?
Correct. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, old dumb linemen. That's not true anymore. We got a lot of line calls, a lot of different, you know, depending on what they do at the snap of the ball, what we're doing, what, you know, what kind of you know, coverage we got as far as, you know, the line play is for fanning, if we're, you know, double teaming, if we're comboing, if we're pulling, you know, again, all that happens at snap ball. I know a couple days ago in practice, Lise asked me, well, who do I block? And I said, I can't tell you that. You got to follow our rules. And at the snap of the ball where that, you know, someone crosses your face or wherever he's at, that's who you got to get. I can't say, like in junior high, you go block that guy. You know, we're going to block wherever they're at the snap of the ball. So that's what we're working on now. And again, they'll make some mistakes, you know, and I got to realize that and then move on from there. But I already seen from the scrimmage to the end of this week, we already made a lot of strides. So hopefully we can keep doing that in the first few games here and look out.
Are these linemen that can, you know, get out and get wide and lead sweeps, you know, or, you know, you talked about maybe not as big. Are they as agile as those guys maybe that could get out on the edge?
You know, we're not as quick as we were last year at the guard. You know, we had Capster and Stengel, both fullbacks that were pretty quick. You know, we still got our counters and all that, and we got some sweeps in. You know, they're going to get out there. I don't think that was quick, but we've been working on it, and they're really working on, you know, pulling quick and getting their steps on. Again, that's the key, too, is working your first step. You know, again, like I always tell linemen, we don't have to run 4.8 40s, but we got to have quick feet. And, you know, they're working hard on that. And I think we're going to run our whole offense that we can. Yeah, I don't see us not doing anything. We'll probably, you know, again, first few games we might go a little more straight at them just until these guys get a little more working. But otherwise, I think we'll be able to run our whole offense again this year. So.
And with Brett back there at fullback, it's like a third guard. You put him out on the edge. You know, it's basically a pulling guard out there leading the way anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if we're running our power sweeps and stuff like that, he's, you know, another guy out there blocking. And again, just coming through the hole, another lineman coming through the hole, basically. But he's a pretty good one. So, you know, and then like Lane and Hall and all these other backs, you know, you talk about the linemen too, but our backs really got a block in our system. You know, if we got good blocking backs, you know, things really roll. Even the receivers, you know, receiver, again, we only throw, you know, what, 5 to 10 times a game. So these receivers are really getting downfield and blocking as well. So everybody's got a role, and then they're really working hard at it. And I was just very happy with this past week of practice.
It sounds like you're going to have some depth ability to maybe play those offensive linemen, a lot of them basically one way.
Yeah, it's going to be nice because you know, we'll probably have a few sophomores going on defense, and then all my five interior linemen will only go in one way, which will help, which we can get them over on the sideline. I can sit down with them. And new this year, you'll probably see me, if you guys come to the game here, we have iPads on the sideline where I'll be able to watch review, just like the NFL now. It's called the huddle sideline. So the plays, it's all hooked up with the cameras we got, and I can go back and instantly watch it. So that's going to be interesting. You know, the rule is we can use it on the sideline. You can't take it out in the huddle, that sort of thing. But on the sideline, you can use it. So, you know, with Preston, and two, just playing, being a new quarterback, we can set him down with the five linemen and go over stuff. So it's going to be interesting. Like I told Sarah, you got to remind me to get up there and call plays because we might be looking at film on the whole game. So,
question that just pops, as you mentioned that, then, you know, like NFL, if one team's microphones go out, you know, the headset mics, the other team has to shut. Is that true? I mean, if you've got the huddle on your sideline able to use the iPad, the other team is just basically left without it. Will that be the situation when we go on the road, or how does that work, you know, as far as both teams having the availability, or is it up to each team to be able to do that?
Yeah, so it's a network. It's a Wi-Fi network itself. It's a wireless network. So we'll be able to use it anywhere, away or home. Okay. Yep, we'll use it away or home. And if you got it, you can use it. Okay. If you don't have it, you know, so it's not like the NFL, yep, if something goes down that both teams got to go down. So we got it. I know a few teams had it last year, more I had it, that type of thing. So it was new last year, and then so we're going to get it this year and go with it and see what happens, I guess.
What's the big advantage? Just the immediacy of being able to make adjustments?
Yeah, I think, you know, all week long you go over and practice where you think they're going to line up, and I want to say switch things up a little bit. We can show the guys, talk it through. Hey, we're going to block it like this. Remember how we did this or whatever. We're going to do it this way. And just for Preston, just to see the coverage, you know, if they got a two high safety or one high, and just seeing, you know, on certain plays that, hey, look where he's at. You know, this is going to be open, that type of thing. It's going to be a huge advantage, actually, I think.
Well, let's talk about Preston Rushlow. Now, obviously, huge performance in the postseason, stepping in for an injured Aaron Weber. But now, boy, it's you hand him the keys to the Cadillac now here. It's Preston, it's your baby.
Yeah, and then he's been driving her well. I mean, in the scrimmage, I thought he looked really well in the scrimmage. Again, you know, for a young quarterback to be in there, to come off as first receiver, you know, he threw the second and third receivers in the scrimmage. It looked well. You know, we had a couple touchdown passes that he came off his second, you know, first look, second look, hit the third guy for a touchdown, which is impressive for a young quarterback. In practice, he's been doing all week long. Again, Preston, very smart kid. He knows the offense too, and, you know, just like Aaron Weber did last year, you know, sometimes he's got to tell everybody, you know, he's got to know what everybody's doing in every play, and he's doing a good job of that in the huddle. Again, he really worked hard on his footwork. I think he's a little quicker this year. He throws a very nice ball, nice, soft, catchable ball. And I look, you know, for big things out of Preston because he's going to be that leader that we need.
Can you give us an idea, maybe put a number on how much of the playbook will be ready opening night?
Yeah, I would say about right now we probably got about 60% in. Yep. As far as, you know, a lot of our sets are in. A lot of our base plays out of the sets, we do not have, you know, where we start getting a little more advanced and doing things. So it's a lot of just the basic stuff, you know, and we'll add more things as we go along here, but just didn't want to overwhelm them too much. And we kind of go, you know, like last year's team, after the first week, we had almost the whole playbook in, you know, just because they remembered everything and we were rolling. And once they get things down, we can move on to another thing. These kids, you know, a lot of new linemen with the new line calls and everything. And so I would say we're at about 60%, 65% probably. We added a few more things this week. you know, but the scrimmage, we looked well with the stuff we do have, so we'll help fine tune that. And again, like next week, we'll add more. And as we go on, we add more throughout the whole year and even add different plays in and different sets as we go on. I mean, even that's not even in the playbook, so.
Coach Leo Polkamp was inducted into the Minnesota Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, part of that whole clinic week. And what do you go when you go to a clinic? Are there things you look at, maybe an agenda or a roster of classes or clinics? What are you looking for to pick up there or maybe tweak a play or a new wrinkle? Or what do you go in looking for?
Yeah, actually, we got a few plays from North Dakota that we actually call Bison and NDSU and stuff. So I knew that they run. I liked some of that stuff that they did out of their eye that they have, and they had the speaker down there from North Dakota talking, the offensive coordinator. So I went to his, I picked that out and went to that, and we actually got a couple plays. I worked last year actually. Michael Meyer caught a few touchdown plays off it, so it works, and that's what I look for. A lot of times, I'll go to more so when I go there. I'll go to wide receiver coaches. Mm-hmm. Maybe quarterback coaches, that type of thing, because I know line play pretty good. And once in a while, I'll go to lineman coach too, mm-hmm. but I'm usually going to wide receiver or trying to pick up more pass plays because we got a lot of good run plays. And, if there's a play action pass clinic or something, I'll go to that because then we do a lot of play action passing. And I'll just go do some spread stuff to get some ideas. That's out of our trip set. We got some plays out of that as well. And again, that's what we look for in a clinic, just to go down and pick up one or two things and hopefully implement it.
Last year, we saw Preston fill in. We had Noah come in the Wildcat when Aaron went down. Worst case scenario, what happens? Who's in the hole or on deck, so to speak, if something unfortunately should happen to Preston?
Well, knock on wood, hopefully nothing. But Isaac Adi has stepped up and did a nice job. He's our backup quarterback as of right now. He didn't really play much there last year, but again, played when he's younger. Doing a nice job at it. In the scrimmage, he threw some nice balls. And again, he's a smart kid, knows the offense, can run everything. So I feel pretty comfortable with him coming in there. And our other JV quarterback, Derek Schomer, is doing a nice job, throws a nice ball. If it need be, we'd have to go down to him. But that's one thing we're not having worked on is the Wildcat yet, that type of thing. So we don't even have that in yet. Eventually that'll come, though. But for right now, we'll go with Preston and Nadi, I guess.
Run first. I mean, it's been a staple of Pioneer football. You bring back some really good running backs led by Lane Gertz. I mean, the season he had last year, boy, if he can just build on that, it's going to be a special fall.
Yeah, exactly. To go over 1,000 yards is always special. And the way he runs so hard, I think he's so quick through the hole. And one thing, I think he's a little bit faster this year. So, he had a lot of those 60-yard runs and he got caught. I think this year he might be able to take it to the house a little more. He seems a little bit faster, but he's still so quick and explosive through the hole. That's the key. And Derek Hall is so happy that he could come back and play after his accident. He's going to be a special player for us as well. We move Kapsner back there, and everybody forgot about him. He's probably, like Sarah said, hell, he's a all-state fullback, So and he can move well. He runs hard. So again, we got a running. And I really feel you can hang your hat on what we hang our hat on the run game and go with it. And people buy into it. Good things happen. We've obviously seen that last year. But we've got Brandon Ortman came back out this year after a year off, and he's fast, and he's going to help us out. And Jalen Jansen, we got some kids that Ben Harrell. We kind of move him to wideout, but he can be in the slot and maybe get a few carries as well. And then we got some other the seniors, Nathan Poster and Andrew Tamal and a few of these guys can always step in. So our run game, our backs are going to be strong. I think that'll be the strength of our offense, and hopefully linemen can come along. And I think Preston's going to throw a good ball when he needs to, and hopefully we can roll like we did last year.
Anybody really stand out and catch your eye kind of as a surprise type of player here through these fall practices?
Yeah, I guess one thing right away was Austin Dickman, sophomore. We did lined up and did some, some one when we could finally hit the second week and did some one-on-one drills and some, we got to running our offense. He was running scout team for the defense and just giving us fits. It's like, holy cow, look at this guy go. And again, he's another weight room guy. He's 240 pounds, a little bowling ball. We call him can't remember what the guy's name is from New England, but Vincent Warfork. Yeah, so we call him Vinny because he's got that bowling ball type build, and he really stepped up, and he's going to be starting for us. I mean, he showed us in practice he could do it, did it in the scrimmage, and as a sophomore, I mean, we don't play a lot of sophomores or freshmen, but, he stepped it up. He's gonna start on defensive line for us. Another guy is Hulls. sophomore, but boy, he came off the ball hard. You know, he's 195 pounds, and he's going to end up probably playing some defense for us as well. So,
the first test Friday night, Annandale. You saw them section finals. Probably they lost a lot on offense, but some probably key players on defense coming back. They present some problems for us. Certainly one of the tougher defensive fronts we saw last year in the postseason run.
Yeah, they had a good scheme against us and really did well. Again, they bring, you know, like you lost a lot on offense, but they bring a lot back on defense. So it's going to be a good test for us as far as, you know, if we can move the ball and get our calls down, because they'll be doing some blitzing too. They like to pack it in there. So I'm hoping that Preston, you know, against, we kind of got the lead against them in the last time and tried to run the clock out. We could have probably opened it up a little more that second game, because that stuff was open there, you know, in the championship game. In this first game, I think, you know, if they start packing in like that, Preston's going to hit some home run balls and hopefully, and we can win that.
Coming off a championship season, I talked with Coach Polkamp. The coaching staff has been together. I said, okay, you've been through this situation before, coming back off a Prep Bowl championship in 2004, come back with a talent-laden team the next year. I mean, expectations, you know what the target situation is like. Teams shooting for you, teams gunning for you. I mean, so it's experience for you guys too, but it's new for these kids coming back.
Right, you know, we really talked about we can't live on last year anymore. You know, it's a whole new year, a new look. You guys got to make identity for yourself, you know, and this is Pioneer football. You got to carry on the tradition and get things rolling and working hard. And we know that, you know, sometimes you can have that lull where kids think, well, we're peers and we can just go out there. And that's not the case. We got to keep working hard day in and day out. You know, every game we got to get better and improve throughout. And that was our motto last year. You know, everything we did, every little movement you make, get better with and keep doing that all the way through. And, you know, and we did. We got better all the way up through the Prep Bowl. I thought we got better, and thus they won the Prep Bowl. And that same thing as this team's got. You know, that thing that stays the same is that work ethic has got to be there. But these guys got to get their new identity and go from there.
Coach, it's going to be a fun year. Good luck on the offensive play calling, the line play. Let's stay healthy and let's put together another magical run here.
All right, thanks, Rick.
That's Dave Rushlow with us here, offensive coordinator, line coach with this Pierce Pioneer football team. It's the Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports. We'll be back.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2522.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we're back on the 2016 Pierce Pioneer Football Preview Show on You Are There Sports, wrapping it up. Tonight's opponent, the Annandale Cardinals, 7 o'clock kickoff. You'll hear the pregame show about 6:40 tonight right here on You Are There Sports. Don't forget, if you haven't, download a free app. It's a nice, nice upgrade here. Just go to your app store, whether you're on an iPhone or an Android device, and look for SFM. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, M as in Mike, Go. SFM Go app. Download that. It's one click and you're listening. It's really a nice upgrade. I'm happy that has come about. So 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. The Annandale Cardinal team 5-3 a year ago in the regular season. That included a season opening loss in Pierce by a score of 38-12. They won a couple of playoff games before meeting Pierce at Husky Stadium. Pierce winning that one for the Section 5-3A championship by a score of 18-12. It all starts tonight, folks. What does the fall of 2016 have in store for this year's Pioneers? We're going to find out. Kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock, Pierce Annandale to start the season. Good luck, Pioneers. And you'll hear it all season long, right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You Are Their Sports. Thanks for listening.